Moses was speaking to his people in the book of Deuteronomy, and he was relating to them how God had told them to go and possess the land. But then he said that they had responded, "Nevertheless," and he's talking about them, "you would not go up, but rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. You complained in your tents and said, 'Because the Lord hates us, he has brought us out of the land of Egypt to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us. Where can we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people are greater and taller than we. The cities are great and fortified up to heaven. Moreover, we have seen the sons of Anakim there.' Then I said to you, 'Do not be terrified or afraid of them.' Yet for all that, you did not believe the Lord your God." You did not believe. "Nevertheless, you would not go up, but rebelled against the command of the Lord your God." The land. You looked at the land. The people looked at the land like we do. And they looked at the land, and their first response, Caleb and Joshua, had brought back a positive report. But they were the only two positive ones. The rest spoke about the giants that were there, spoke about the opposition that was there, and the problems that would face them. Caleb and Joshua had a discernment and an understanding that it was a lot more than what they were just seeing with their eyes. If God makes you a promise, you can take up that promise. It doesn't matter what you see before you. The people saw. They saw the Amorites, and they feared the Amorites, and they saw the sons of Anakim and their mountains. They saw these mountains of problems lying before them. Their people were greater and they were taller, and their cities were more fortified. You know, that was the truth if you were just looking in a human intellectual way. That was the truth. But you needed to look them straight in the face, which they needed to do, because nobody denied that they were there. Nobody denied that they were there. And when God promises us and he says, "Possess the land," he does not tell you that the mountains aren't there and that the opposition isn't there. It's denial. It's denial to say that they are not there or that God is going to make them go away. The Lord Jesus Christ never, ever promised an easy road. The Lord Jesus Christ never, never, never promised an easy road. He said, "My yoke is easy," so there is a yoke. "My burden is light," but there is a burden. That yoke is easy in him. That burden is light in him. But it's never to be translated any other way. But those things will be there. The Amorites will be there. The sons of Anakim will be there. But I will be with you. I will be with you always till the end of the age. There was no denial. There is no change in the land. There is no change in that land. It's the same old challenges. We're in the world and not of the world. Holiness. We need to be separated unto God. We need to start to understand, and this can only become part of our understanding through the Holy Spirit, that we are indeed aliens. Because you will read that, we are aliens and strangers, and you read it over and over again, and you try and persuade yourself that you are aliens and strangers. But if you keep your eyes on Jesus, and there's a maturing process, a sanctification process, which will get you one day to the point of where you really do understand that you don't just have to read that verse and believe it. You will realize and you will know that you are an alien and that you are a stranger in this earth. You just have to read Isaiah and you read Habakkuk. All the prophets, they tell you exactly the same things. You need to read the Bible and know these things are there. God isn't going to remove them, but he is going to be with us. You need to see that. You need to recognize that. You need to behold that. You need to discern that. And we need to separate ourselves unto him and realize that holiness is indeed separation unto God. And we are against things we do not see, too. Principalities and powers. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. Our battle is against principalities and powers. And there is only one way to survive, and that is to walk in the light. Walk in the light of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. Walk in the light in this godless world. It's no good looking for a relationship with God that can fall under the category of being a marriage of convenience, like in Isaiah 4, where it talks about we'll eat our own food, make our own clothes, only let us be called by your name. We just want the name of Jesus. We don't want a relationship. It's not a marriage of convenience. And God isn't a doting father. It's about walking in the light and the godless. The same old enemies are out there. They are out there. In the state of the church, it's out there. And it's not getting easier. It's not getting better. The church is becoming more and more apostate by the day, by the month, by the year. And it is absolutely essential that you keep the cross before you. And if you keep the cross before you, the world will be behind you. And there's no doubt and no denial and no delay. Go in. Go in and possess the land. Go in and possess the land. Don't delay. And it will show you there too. If you read in Scripture, Deuteronomy 10, verses 10 to 12 and 20, God shows you the fear of God. You need the fear of God. And that fear is not a fear of rules and regulations. It's a fear that revolves around understanding just how awesome God is. And to understand that he is a consuming fire. He is a consuming fire. He is a jealous God. And when we really come to grips with that, we will start to understand that we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors, not just because, you see, a conqueror is actually quite a strong word, but more than conquerors actually means, it's probably the strongest word we think about, but it's so much more than just being a conqueror. We understand conquering in the human understanding of that word. But you are more than conquerors, says the Lord. You are more than conquerors. It's not about flesh and blood. It's a spiritual condition. It's not about flesh and blood. It is a spiritual condition. My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. T. to really know God, not just know about him, is what the kingdom is about. It's certainly not about going out and beating up the Amorites. It's not about that. Or beating up the brothers of Anakim. It's not about building temples. And it's most certainly not about denominations and ministries. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ, his lordship in your life through the power of the Holy Spirit. Oswald Chambers sums it up. He says, our battle is not against sin, difficulties, or circumstances, but being so absorbed in our service to Jesus Christ. The greatest need is not facing our beliefs and doctrines, but the need to face him. It's a readiness brought through intense spiritual reality to expect Jesus at every turn. This sense of expectation will give our life the attitude of a childlike wonder he wants us to have. We must stop being religious or following some lofty lifestyle. We must be spiritually real. Our battle is not against sin, difficulties, and circumstances, but being so absorbed, and we are, in our service to Jesus Christ. The greatest need is not facing our beliefs and doctrines, but the need to face him, to know him. It's a readiness brought through intense spiritual reality, expecting Jesus at every turn. This sense of expectation will give our life the attitude of childlike wonder and awe he wants us to have. We must stop being religious, following lofty lifestyles. We must be spiritually real. And the importance there is the vision. You need to have the vision. And the vision is the Christ and the cross. The vision of the gospel is the revelation of Jesus Christ and him crucified. The Christ and the cross. And there's just no doubt about that. No doubt. We need to have no doubt at all. No denial about the land. The land is the land as it was then, it is today. It's probably tougher today, but it's about the land and about the task of going in there and possessing it. It's a decision of the heart and the will. We have to go in and possess the land. And the land is not an easy place, but in the power of the Christ, he has promised that you will be more than a conqueror.